Hello?
Hi, is this Maria?
Hello? Yes, it is.
Hi, Maria. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Is it a good time? I mean, I just wanted to connect with you regarding the process and, you know, guide you in terms of the forms. Can we talk now? All right. Okay, so Maria, first of all, welcome on board. I will be assisting you in regards to the process overall in terms of the timely delivery, so you'll be talking to me a lot, all right? Okay.
Okay.
So did you get my email that was sent from the portal?
Yes, I got your email. I haven't gotten on my computer just yet.
Okay, all right. Well, once you get to that email, all you got to do is log into our online portal first, which is called Creative Design Agency. Once you log in, you go to the messages section, and you're going to find my message there, along with the brief forms. So the first thing that you got to do is fill out the brief forms. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So you download the forms, you fill them up, and you get them back to me. Now, before we move on to the process, may I know what exactly the book is about?
It's basically about when a woman's gone through domestic violence, the hopes and dreams, they feel that it's been over when it's not. And realistically, why do men think that they can get away with certain things, including women? So it's basically about domestic violence and how to survive it.
Interesting. Well, this will basically fall into the woman empowerment category, and I guess it's a self-help book, right?
Correct.
Okay, and may I ask you another question, if it is a fiction or a non-fiction book?
It's a fiction. It's not nonfiction.
It's nonfiction. Okay. So, is it based on your life, or is it someone that you?
It's based on my life and based on other women's lives as well.
Got it. All right. So, do you have any additional material or anything written up at all, or do you just have the concept at this point of time?
I have the concept of it. I started writing quite some time ago, which I actually went to the store and got my, because it was on a computer that was dead. I withdrew everything out of it to find that part of the book, because I started rewriting again. I've been writing. So I have at least the basics, starting to get the basics down.
Excellent. All right, so Maria, what you got to do is that once you're filling out the brief forms that I sent you, while you're uploading them back to me on the portal, kindly send in whatever you have written so far, okay? That'll give the team overall a gist of the book and the concept. So they'll be connected with that.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me really quickly guide you with the process. Now, once you fill out the brief forms and submit them online on the portal, the team is going to start working on a detailed outline firstly. Now, an outline is basically the layout or the breakdown of the entire book in terms of chapters and topics, subtopics, you know, which particular topic needs to go where. So that's what basically the outline is, along with chapter descriptions and summaries, all right? Now, that is the first file that will be submitted to you from the team. So they're going to work on the overall chapters, number of chapters, what exactly each chapter will entail. That's what they're going to highlight in the outline first. So within 6 to 7 working days after you submit your specifications, you're going to get an outline first. And from there, we're going to move on to the chapters one by one. You with me?
Yeah.
All right, so the outline is the base of the book, all right? Now, once we work on that, once you and the team agree on an overall outline in terms of how the chapters will be broken down, then it's going to get easier for the team to start writing the chapters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so far I guess this is pretty much it. You need to get that done. Once you submit your specifications, if the team is having any difficulties, you know, the head of the writing team will speak to you in detail in a session to grasp onto the concept, and then we will just proceed from there. I need to ask you one more question, Maria, before I let you go. What would be the tentative deadline or the timeline of the project, according to you?
At least by November, by the end of the year, hopefully.
Of course, of course. So usually when we're working on a book which is, you know, around 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months for the team to finalize the book depending on the number of revisions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get done most likely by November or maybe before that. You know, you never know. So that is pretty much doable. Apart from that, Maria, have you thought of the book cover concept?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, then you don't need to do a lot of thinking. I have some amazing concepts. So what I'm going to do for you is that once you fill out the brief form, I'm going to have two initial concepts submitted to you, and I'm sure you're going to like one of those. So it's going to go real well with the book, all right? And then we'll just pick up the pace from there. Just in case if you have any minor revisions in terms of, you know, having the book cover finalized, then we can have a discussion on that. Other than that, I think I got you covered on the book cover, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, no worries. Other than that, do you have any questions for me, Maria?
No, not at this time, I don't.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to leave you to that. Oh, one more thing. Once the outline is approved, every standard delivery that will be made to you will be in 3 to 4 working days, all right? For example, if you're providing a feedback today, you're going to get your next delivery after 4 working days, which means Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Monday will be your next delivery. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any question? Are you having second thoughts about anything, any confusion about the process, anything at all? Feel free to speak it out.
Not at the moment. I don't have any questions, but I'm sure they'll pop up as they arise.
Of course, of course. I understand. And is it your first time writing a book?
Yes.
What made you write
yes,
a book?
It is.
I mean, all of a sudden after, you know, a very long time. I mean, it takes a certain courage, you know, to start talking about your life or your traumas. How did you end up doing this?
Because I do have a nonprofit now that's directed to the homeless and domestic violence women. And there, and through my lifestyle, through my history, it's been like, oh my God, Maria, you have such a story. You should write a book. I never listened, and it's just the more people I came in contact with, and they heard my stories, like, you know, and I was able to also talk to women, anyone who was going through something rough in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to connect with them because of the fact that I have been through it. And I got tired of people saying, well, you should write a book.
Yeah.
So I just one day started writing, and I never took it serious. I just wrote my thoughts down. I wrote my anger down. I have my book. I've mm-hmm. written in my notebook, like a journal. And so I've just decided to say, no, let me just put it on a computer and start writing and see where it goes. And then I was Googling things, and I came across, how do I edit? How do I get my book edited? How do I get it published? And that's how I found Gome and other companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, let's give this a shot. Maybe this is how I'm supposed to do it, you know, because it popped up like it was meant to be. So
right.
That's why it's a vulnerable thing that you actually put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's looking to help, even if it's just one person. because my story, others have heard it, and I got really tired of them saying, you should write a book. You got a good one there. So, and I finally decided to do it.
More power to you, girl, and especially topics like these. I mean, I really love being personally invested into these kind of projects. To be very honest, Maria, I'm telling you, it's a great initiative because we get, I mean, in our line of work, we get every second person coming up to us and talking about the same traumas. You know, there are a lot of people out there who need to hear this from someone who
it's
has survived it. So hats off to you.
Right. Right. So that, in that, because I've come across a lot of people that have that issue, and I've had friends that have died by suicide because they can't face that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a mental illness, and you know, especially when I had one, she survived her husband who left her for dead.
Mm-hmm.
But she eventually took her own life because she couldn't take it anymore. So she had to learn to walk and all that stuff. So, you know, people like that, it's just like, if there, I'm sure if she was there like that, I'm sure there's others like that. And I,
that's too tired.
And I would hate to have that by anyone and like, realize, you know, baby, there is hope. There's, you know, there's ways to take care of this problem.
And nobody,
you're not alone.
Go through that, exactly. And there are a lot of people, Maria, out there who do not speak up, who are not sharing this with anyone, and they're just suffering alone in silence. So I think you're going to be a great beacon of hope for them. And, of course, at the same time, this book is going to bring you out as a person, as an individual who is running this NGO that you're talking about. So it's going to give a boost to your business as well in terms of that, you know. And, yeah, let's talk more about it once you submit your specifications to me, and then we'll just pick up the book from there, okay?
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you so much for giving me the call.
No problem at all. I just wanted to connect with you to, you know, give you a gist of how things work in terms of the process and everything so you don't get worried. And, yeah, I'll be connected with you throughout. You have my cell number just in case if you get stuck anywhere, you know, filling out the forms or dealing with the portal. Just drop me a text, okay?
I will. Thank you again.
All right. No worries. You have yourself a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye-bye.